Afghanistan's mission creep.
It is important that July 2011 be seen for what it is, the date when a process begins based on conditions, not the date when the U.S. heads for the exits.
General Petraeus tells Congress that a pullout is not a drawdown, is not a withdrawal, and a surge is not an offensive, but will take a while. Suddenly, commanders in Afghanistan are looking way beyond their summer plans for Kandahar. Where are the exits for the U.S. in Afghanistan? The Taliban may have the floor plan, but do they control the stairwells? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We're not looking for the exits just yet. It's Thursday, June 17th, and we're live here. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning. Let's get right to the top news. At the White House yesterday, President Obama handed BP's chairman a bill for the Gulf oil leak. The company has agreed to put $20 billion into a fund to pay disaster claims. The president says that's just a start.
This is not a cap. The people of the Gulf have my commitment that BP will meet its obligations to them.
The fund will be managed by Ken Feinberg. He's the man who oversaw compensation payments to 9/11 victims. Tony Kennan, the mayor of Orange Beach, Alabama, says it was his idea for an escrow fund, and he told the president about it during a visit last month.
As they say, us old local yokels down here come up with a good idea, or some of us do every now and then.
BP chairman Carl Henrik Svanberg had this good idea, an apology to an angry nation.
I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to the American people on behalf of all the employees in BP.
Later this morning, it's BP CEO Tony Hayward's turn to face the music. He's expected to tell a House panel that he's, quote, personally devastated by the spill.
Well, it was pretty dramatic, I have to say. Multinational corporate power meeting national power there at the White House. Joining us now is David S. Reynolds, Distinguished Professor of American Literature and American Studies at the Graduate Center of the City University of New York. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
So a president confronts an oil company executive yesterday, power versus power. Did it remind you of any such confrontations in America's past?
Well, it immediately brings to mind Andrew Jackson in the White House in the 1830s, in which he took on the Bank of the United States, the head of which was Nicholas Biddle. And no one in America thought that that bank, which was the largest corporation by far in America, could possibly be touched by the government. However, Jackson saw that a lot of the shares were owned by foreigners. He saw it as an oppressive corporation that was actually hurting people, not helping them. And he stood up, he says, I'm going to kill this bank. And there are images of him standing alone against a hydra-headed monster with all the different heads of the monsters representing the different corporate executives. And he slayed the monster.
Wow.
And he did so by tapping into the reserve, the wonderful reserve of populism in American life. And he was really the first president to do so against a corporation. But he really, and it's more than just rolling up your sleeves and, let's say, going down to New Orleans or something like that. He used a rhetoric of the people and he said that we have to be very, very tough here in confronting this giant corporation.
It's an amazing story, and there's a lot of history there. David Reynolds, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment. Israel says it will ease the land blockade of the Gaza Strip. The new Israeli-approved product list includes all food items, toys, mattresses, and towels. BP shares, by the way, are up almost 10% in European trading this morning.
Looking at the markets, futures are up. The Dow will start at 10,409, the S&P at 1,114, and the NASDAQ opens at 2305.
Coming up this morning, we look ahead to next year's drawdown of troops in Afghanistan with the director of the Combined Joint Operations Center in Kabul. That's in a half hour. And the tension between government and corporations, with an eye on the oil spill, who's on higher ground at this point? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. More in just a few minutes.